Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Retrofitting and sustainability are the future of construction. Visit sullis.ie/greenskills to find your course.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.
Now, you might have heard that RTÉ cancelled a series of performances of Toy Show the Musical over the weekend, citing illness amongst cast and crew as the reason that the shows couldn't go ahead at the last minute. And that comes after the Oireachtas Public Accounts Committee asked RTÉ to explain how much money it has spent on the musical and the business case for the production, amid reports that it hasn't sold as many tickets as was hoped. Well, I'm joined in studio now by RTÉ's Director of Strategy, Rory Coveney. Rory, thank you for coming in and speaking to us. You're announcing, I have a statement here which explains to me that you're announcing more cancellations today.
Yeah, first of all, Claire, can I just first say just how upset we were ourselves just about what happened on Saturday in particular. You know, we did everything we could to get the show on Saturday evening, and unfortunately due to another cast member falling ill very late, we had to cancel the show and then subsequently cancel shows on Sunday. You know, for us and the team, it was devastating for us because we, you know, and more importantly, it was devastating for the audience, many of whom had travelled from around the country.
And they were sitting there.
On Saturday evening, one of our colleagues here, one of the producers of the show, went out and explained what had happened. Just to explain, we had built quite a bit of resilience into the cast, and we have a very young cast. They're mainly children. For anyone who's seen the show, it's very much a show led by children, for children, in keeping with the toy show itself. And we have to protect their well-being and their health. And as they began falling ill, we can rotate different cast members from the ensemble into different roles. But we literally ran out of road. We tried everything we could to get the show on.
So how many shows have you cancelled now in total?
Well, we cancelled 5 on over the weekend, to ensure this doesn't happen again, which is what our statement mentions today, we're cancelling 2 shows, one on Wednesday and one on Thursday of this week. They were 3 show days, and the 3 show days put a very particular burden on the cast because we were rotating the kids across the different shows. And this gives us some resilience to ensure that we can what happened on Saturday won't happen again.
Can we just take a step back, because the Toy Show is RTÉ's best loved programme. There's no doubt about that. It's public service broadcasting at its best. It's pure. It's wholesome. The whole country tunes in to watch it just about. What made you think that turning that into a commercial enterprise, a money-making machine, was a good idea?
Well, I think, Claire, anyone who's come to the show has, and particularly kids and families who come to the show, and we had 1,700 kids there on Friday from local deaf schools and from around the area. They absolutely loved it. You know, this is not yes, of course, it needs to make money largely to pay for itself because it's an expensive production. But this is a musical and a show comparable to those shows that exist in the West End and exist in Broadway, that with a huge amount of investment and a huge amount of employment we've created across the sector to deliver something that's for us and by us. You know, there's a lot of shows come to Dublin from the UK or from the States, which Irish audiences love, from Disney or from Broadway or from the West End, as I said. We were trying to do something truly original here. I think, as I said, the reaction we've got from those who've come to it has been that it's a very special show, showcasing some extraordinary young talent. Mm-hmm. So the lead character in this, the little girl called Nell, she represents a family who've lost their mother. And these are some of the most extraordinarily talented young kids that you'll see anywhere. And we're just really fortunate and delighted to be able to put
the show on. I think the problem, though, a lot of people had was that children and families were being asked to pay for this experience, which brings joy to so many because it's part of the toy show itself that airs on television, is part of RTÉ's public service, something that we provide for people as part of the licence fee. This is not that, though. This is asking people who can afford to pay to join and come and watch this, and those who can't afford it don't get to see it.
Yeah, but as I said, we do a lot of ticketed events, RTÉ. You know, we have a concert orchestra where we charge tickets for. We've had lots of special events over the years where we charge people for. To deliver the kind of experience that we wanted to deliver, when you see the cast, when you see the crew, the production values, the set, you know, it's expensive. And there's a lot of people, there's 100-odd people employed over the course of the run between the cast, crew and production team. And we have to be able to pay for that, you know.
Were you disappointed with ticket sales?
I think it's yes, I think the short answer. I think, but I mean, this is a, we hope will be a long-term investment. We've created a lot of original songs. We've created an original story. We've built a beautiful set, which can be stored and brought back. So in terms of the long run, this was always going to be a longer-term investment. Obviously, we'd have to review everything like we would any creative project.
So it was going to run over a number of years, was it?
Yeah, the aim is to bring it back. And
will that happen now?
We don't know. I mean, like any creative project, you put your best foot forward, you put it out there, and we'll have to look at it in the round like we would with, like, whether we've used exactly the same approach when it comes to a drama series or any other project.
Because
like
when you look at this, the business case for this, you're launching this big project at a time when all of the pantos are happening, not just in Dublin, but right around the country. It's a really difficult time to ask people to spend money on tickets when they already have family traditions in place.
Yeah, but I think there is space in Dublin in particular for lots of shows. There's lots of shows that could go on. As I said, we were pitching this against price wise and every other way against the big imported shows that come in. This is not a panto; it's quite different. Mm-hmm. It's an original story, which is hard. You know, launching an original musical with new songs that people don't know, etc., is a challenge. But okay. As I said, we think it's been something we're very proud of.
When it comes to the cancellations, what happens to the people who had bought tickets? How do they get their money back? We had one listener in touch who said they've received an email asking them for bank details.
Yeah, well, I don't know about the specifics of that one person. We will be issuing through our ticket. We have a ticketing partner who's managed all the ticket bookings, and they'll be issuing tickets off, and they'll be issuing an email to everyone today regarding their refund options. And we're also giving the opportunity for people, if they want to come to a show, to get a 25% discount as a way of trying to make good what's happened over the weekend.
So who gets the 25% discount? Just people who had their tickets cancelled?
Yeah, people who had their tickets cancelled.
Everyone else pays full price?
Yeah.
One of the issues I saw on Twitter over the weekend, there were people who were in their seats, and obviously it's unavoidable if the cast members are sick, you have to cancel the show. But they felt aggrieved because they had bought merchandise. They had bought what they felt were overpriced snacks and drinks, and then they were told that the show was cancelled.
Yeah, as I said, Claire, look, we certainly didn't plan for what happened on Saturday night, and we're very sorry for what happened. What was going on was we were doing everything we could to try and get the show up, and in the end, we couldn't. That's what happened. There was no intention. Mm-hmm. We've offered, we've made it clear on our own website that if people want to bring merchandise back, they'll get a full refund for that.
Yeah, but they're hardly going to travel up from Cork to return their merchandise.
This is far from perfect. Yeah. And it's not something, as I said, we planned for at all, you know, or we planned to happen, I should say. We did everything we could to avoid it happening. And the reason we pulled the shows on Sunday, because I just didn't have certainty that we could put the shows on, and we absolutely didn't want that to happen again.
So. Given where you are now, I mean, RTE branching out into something like this without having the experience of running a musical theatre show, I mean, I suppose it just goes to show what could go wrong, you know?
Yeah, well, look, the live events industry, like, it doesn't need me to tell them how difficult the last number of years have been, you know. And this is symptomatic of that. You know, illness is everywhere, as you know, all types of respiratory illness. And there's a combination of factors of illness that have hit us. You know, we're not the only show this happened to. It's happened to a number of other shows in Dublin as well recently. In terms of the experience of that, we've a very experienced and young team. So we've had taken advice from a variety of people in putting the show together. As I said, I'd really urge people to come to the show. You know, before, a lot of people have judged this show based on the fact that RTE are doing it, as opposed to the fact they've seen it. In fact, most of the reviews of the show have been complimentary of the show itself, but have accused us of being cynical in trying to do it. You know, I think.
Well, people have an issue with capitalising on something that has the purity of the Late Late Toy Show.
Yeah.
The review in the Irish Times, I think, is probably the one that most people have read, where the reviewer thought the show in itself was really good, but the whole premise of taking something that is so beloved of the Irish people and trying to make money from it just doesn't sit well.
Yeah, but I think, Claire, in fairness, if you come to the show, and I'm not sure if you, I don't think you've seen it yet, but you'll see that far from being exploiting the toy show, it's actually celebrating. It's not just celebrating the toy show, but actually what goes on in families and communities around the toy show every year. This is not a pastiche of the toy show on a stage. This is about the event that is the toy show every year, how communities and kids in particular rally around it and love it so much. Mm-hmm. And in the case of this particular story, it's about how that moment each year is a redemptive moment for a family that are going through a trauma. So it's not I really don't think it's exploiting anything. It's quite the opposite. It's trying to give people and give kids and families an opportunity to experience the toy show environment in a theatre for the first time.
How much has it cost?
Look, we don't disclose the costs of our creative projects, you know, whether it be dramas or productions like this. I mean, I will say, obviously, to hire all the expertise that we've hired, to hire the venue, to hire the etc. It's not cheap, but that's the business we're in. You know, I mean, as I said, whether it's a good investment over time, we'll see. You know, I think we've taken soundings from a number of people are interested in working with us in extending this into a different formats and so on, the original IP that we've created. So we'll just see. Time will tell whether it's been a wise or unwise investment.
Now, Alan Hughes, who is involved in another panto at the National Stadium, he was in the Irish Independent over the weekend saying that RTÉ had an unfair advantage, and he was making particular reference to the amount of promotion that the show has had both on broadcast media and on the website. What do you say to that?
Well, I'm not sure. You see, the Director General wrote a piece in the Independent on Saturday responding to some of those allegations. I mean, I think, you know, RTÉ is very generous to the arts community, the amount of airtime it gives it. The RTÉ support in the arts scheme is very significant. You know, we are fully permitted by our regulator to promote our own work and promote our own projects, whether they be sports events, whether they be TV programmes.
But the ads that were running, say, on RTÉ Radio 1, for example, did the musical pay RTÉ for those ads?
No, they're promotional airtime. RTÉ can promote its own projects and its own, and we're expressly permitted to, like any other broadcaster can. It's not just us. And so that's what we're doing. But as I said, there's no restrictions on anyone advertising on Radio 1 or anywhere else on RTÉ. And in fact, we've been running very heavy campaigns for programmes.
We're over time, Rory, but for the people who've bought their tickets outside of the shows that have been cancelled and that we know have been cancelled, can you assure them that it will go ahead?
Yeah, we're back up tomorrow. We have a very special performance tomorrow morning at 12:30, a sensory performance for those for young people who have sensory difficulties. So it's a slightly different staging of the show. So we're really looking forward to getting back in, and the cast and crew are really excited about that. So.
All right, Rory Coveney, RTÉ Director of Strategy, thank you for joining us. We're a little late. Let's go to Ronan.